next on the 5 o'clock report.
It was a day filled with shock and righteous fury.
It feels like yesterday. It feels like 100 years ago.
It's the saddest day, and it's the happiest day because there was so much bravery.
You know, we gave it a shot. Now New England gets their turn. Good luck to them.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. America remembers 18 years later. That is our top story at 5. President Trump speaking earlier today at the Pentagon, where he said 9/11 is seared into the soul of America.
It was a day filled with shock, horror, sorrow, and righteous fury.
Somber ceremonies taking place today in New York City, the Pentagon, and at the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Feels like a long time ago in a lot of respects, but it also feels it's still a fresh wound that hasn't gone away.
Like any loss, it changes form. It's still unbelievable that it ever happened.
Just remembering back to that day. It's a hard day for everyone.
It feels like yesterday. It feels like 100 years ago. It's an interesting mix. There aren't many days that go by we don't think about it.
It's hard to believe that it is 18 years and our lives changed forever.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
It's the saddest day and it's the happiest day because there was so much bravery. America was at its best. We were ready for it. Never anticipated airplanes being used as missiles.
At the 9/11 memorial in New York City today, the names of those who died were read aloud.
Gary M. Albero.
John Leslie Albert.
Peter Craig Alderman.
And a new memorial in Lower Manhattan honors those who've died since 9/11.
18 years after the terror attacks, names are still being etched in memorials. Toxic World Trade Center dust lodged in tissue like a ticking time bomb. Cancer is exploding.
We've seen things like prostate cancer, thyroid cancer.
Dr. Michael Crane is head of the World Trade Center Health Clinic at Mount Sinai, where they monitor 76,000 responders. He says 400,000 people who lived and worked in Lower Manhattan should also be checked annually. Sean Adams at the World Trade Center.
Thank you, Sean. The annual tribute in light will illuminate the night sky in Lower Manhattan tonight as we pause to remember the worst terror attack in U.S. history 18 years later. President Trump wants to snuff out teen vaping. That is the other big story at 5.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Health Secretary Alex Azar joining the president at the White House today, where he said the FDA will soon ban all flavored e-cigarettes.
This would include mint and menthol flavoring, as well as candy flavors, bubblegum flavor, fruit flavor, alcohol flavor. You get the drift.
Tobacco-flavored e-cigs would still remain. The CDC is looking into more than 450 cases of vaping-related illnesses in more than 30 states. President Trump set to decide sometime tomorrow on whether or not he'll support a measure to expand background checks on gun purchases. The U.S. House has already passed the measure. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick says he's taking assault allegations against his new wide receiver, Antonio Brown, very seriously.
We're taking it one day at a time.
Antonio Brown's former head coach, John Gruden, had some advice for the Patriots as they embark on the AB era.
You know, we gave it a shot, and now New England gets their turn. Good luck to them. But I can't deal with it anymore, really.
The Oakland Raiders releasing Brown following a string of off-the-field antics. These latest allegations involve a former trainer who says Brown attacked her three times over 2 years. Brown's agent is Drew Rosenhaus.
These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this.
The NFL has launched an investigation. The cleanup continues in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where a tornado rolled through the city last night.
Certain streets are flooded. There are rescue crews out, and some buildings leveled completely.
And in the Bahamas, officials said today that 2,500 people are still missing from Hurricane Dorian. The death toll stands at 50. There's a federal antitrust investigation into the world's biggest online retailer.
A team of Federal Trade Commission investigators has begun interviewing small businesses that sell products on Amazon. And here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to figure out whether Amazon is using its power to hurt the competition.
That's business analyst Jill Schlesinger. General Motors recalling about 1.5 million pickups and SUVs. Correspondent Jeff Gilbert.
The problem is with a pump and the power assist brakes. It can put out less power than expected, increasing stopping distance in a crash. This involves a lot of big name trucks from the 14 through 18 model years, including Silverados, Sierras, Escalades, Yukons, Tahoes, and Suburbans.
That's Jeff Gilbert reporting. Texas billionaire T. Boone Pickens is dead. A family spokesperson says the 91-year-old passed away from natural causes this morning in Dallas. Family friend Bud Weinstein.
I would put Boone Pickens in the same category as Ross Perot. These guys were really larger than life, and they were engaged on the world stage in a way you don't find very often.
T. Boone Pickens had been sick the past several years after a series of strokes. Still to come this Wednesday, early voting in New York, prison reform in Pennsylvania, and toy finalists in Rochester.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A warm and humid night is coming up for most, ahead of a cold front that'll kick up a couple showers and thunderstorms. In the wake of the front, cooler, drier air will clear the skies from the north later Thursday night. Set us up for a pleasant day Friday before the next front brings some showers and rumbles Friday night into Saturday morning. Our forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Look for a shower, some cases of thunderstorm. Low temperatures mainly 60s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy, some showers and thunderstorms mainly in the morning. Skies clearing for some sunshine in the afternoon in New York. It's a breezy, cooler day, high in the 70s. Friday, a mix of clouds and sun for most, but rather cloudy with a shower near Lake Erie and high temperatures in the 70s.
Alrighty, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Wednesday, September 11th, new at 5, the farm worker from SOTUS, New York, accused of killing a woman and her 14-month-old son last May, has pled guilty to the charges. Alberto Gutierrez pleading guilty to two counts of first-degree manslaughter in the deaths of Selena Hidalgo Calderon and her 14-month-old son, Owen. That plea agreement accepted this afternoon by a Wayne County judge. Gutierrez faces up to 40 years behind bars. The Pennsylvania Board of Pardons will hear pleas for commutation this Friday from nearly two dozen inmates. These are inmates serving life sentences. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman thinks they deserve a second chance.
I think that there's a line that we as a society need to determine is what's justice and what's vengeance. How much is enough? Is 25 years enough? Is 30 years enough? And I would submit that that's way too much. And I think we in Pennsylvania can and should do better.
But victims' rights advocate Jennifer Storm says restorative justice has its limits.
Certainly, we don't oppose the process. We just always want to make sure, obviously, that victims' voices are heard, that they have that ability to come forward, and that we have the opportunity to make sure that they can be heard.
Governor Tom Wolf has commuted the life sentences of six Pennsylvania inmates within the past 8 months. The Monroe County, New York legislature has passed Bryce's Law. It's named after three-year-old Bryce Rayner, who died 2 months ago after he fell through a grease trap outside a Tim Hortons restaurant in Rochester while his mother was working inside. Under this new law, all grease traps in Monroe County will be inspected annually. New York school kids observing a moment of silence this morning in honor of the 3,000 lives lost on this date 18 years ago. From now on, 9/11 will be known as Remembrance Day in New York classrooms. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We honor the people we lost, and we have a never again mentality that we're never going to let terrorists be able to attack us again.
Governor Cuomo says Remembrance Day is meant to encourage dialogue and education in the classroom. He also says it's important to preserve 9/11 history so future generations have an understanding of what took place on this date 18 years ago. This student couldn't agree anymore.
It's a very powerful time. Those who were not even born are now in college, and they are living, and they have no memory of it themselves. So it's our duty to help continue the legacy of the remembering of the attack.
Soon there will be no students in the public school system who were alive at the time of the terror attacks 18 years ago. Dressed in full gear, members of the Scranton Fire Department took to the treadmills today in a show of solidarity on this 9/11. The firefighters climbing 110 stories at Crunch Fitness to honor the New York City firefighters who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Absolute Care in Western New York filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It's going to close its Orchard Park location. The company also announcing today its other facilities will remain open as it tries to reposition itself financially. This is the first year where early voting will be allowed in New York. Local Board of Elections are gearing up for the change, which allows voters to cast ballots 10 days before an election.
This was kind of thrown on our plate in early in the year to get done. So now what we've got to do is implement our plan, which we worked in a bipartisan fashion to make sure that is accessible to everyone.
Erie County Election Commissioner Jeremy Zellner.
We have 37 sites across the county. They're universal. You could vote at any of them. Voters can start to vote during the weekday from noon to 9 and the weekends from noon to 6 p.m.
Early voting is meant to encourage more folks to participate in elections, but skeptics say they're concerned about fraud and cost. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks were higher today as Apple rallied after introducing new products and services. The Dow rose 227 points, the NASDAQ was up 86, and the S&P 500 gained 22. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Hello, and here's Rob West with today's interesting MoneyWise Minute.
Today, excuses non-budgeters make, and I've heard them all. First, I don't need one. A budget or a spending plan is the only way to know exactly what's coming in and what's going out. Eventually, not knowing will catch up with you. Next, my job is secure. Well, in today's economy, no way. I recommend at least 3 months living expenses saved in case your position is eliminated. Or how about unemployment benefits are there if needed? Yeah, but they're a fraction of your salary if you qualify. And by the way, they do run out. And finally, it won't happen to me. Matthew 5 says, for the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Bad things happen to good people all the time, so be prepared. And there's no better way to do that than a budget.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour. Sunny time. Drive home sports.
Ouch! United States suffered a stunning 89-79 loss to France in the quarterfinals of the FIBA World Cup. That means no medal. Done. Uh-oh. Out. America's bid to become the first nation to win 3 straight World Cups. Done. As well as their 58-game winning streak in FIBA and Olympic competition. He's good. FedEx Cup champion Rory McIlroy has won the Jack Nicklaus Award as the PGA Tour Player of the Year for a third time. Baseball. Steven Strasburg tries to become the first pitcher in the National League to reach 17 wins when he takes the mound for the Nationals in Minnesota. Twins with a 5-game lead over Cleveland. Cleveland half game out of the wild card. They've got a pretty tough game as they battle the Los Angeles Angels. Phillies are 2 games out of the National League wild card at home against the Braves. The Mets and Diamondbacks. How about this? Mets 4 out of the wild card. Diamondbacks 2.5. Ooh. Pirates, yeah, they're in San Fran taking on the Giants. Yankees in Detroit. Blue Jays at home against the Red Sox. And your team, their head coach, Mr. Cora.
Yeah.
He's coming back next
nice.
Year. Yes.
Yeah.
For family life.
Hopefully the team joins
him. I'm Sonny Delphiant.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A warm and humid night is coming up for most ahead of a cold front that'll kick up a couple showers and thunderstorms. In the wake of the front, cooler, drier air will clear the skies from the north later Thursday night. Set us up for a pleasant day Friday before the next front brings some showers and rumbles Friday night into Saturday morning. Our forecast for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Look for a shower, some cases of thunderstorm. Low temperatures mainly 60s. Tomorrow, rather cloudy, some showers and thunderstorms mainly in the morning. Skies clearing for some sunshine in the afternoon in New York. It's a breezy, cooler day, high in the 70s. Friday, a mix of clouds and sun for most, but rather cloudy with a shower near Lake Erie and high temperatures in the 70s.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally at 5, the annual battle among the toy elites. Yeah, returning to the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. Family Life's Bob Price.
This morning, 12 finalists were announced for the 2019 Toy Hall of Fame. They include Care Bears, The Coloring Book, Fisher-Price Corn Popper, Jenga, Masters of the Universe, Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, and the Nerf Blaster. These toys represent the wide scope of play, from the simple traditional spinning top to the ultra-modern smartphone. In order to be inducted, a toy must have icon status as being widely recognized, longevity, and be seen as a catalyst for discovery and innovation. Fans can cast their votes online for the finalists through September 18th. The final inductees will be announced November 7th. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. My vote going for the Matchbox car.
Yeah.
Spent many an hour playing with those things.
Amazing, too. If you kept the originals as a kid, you could retire.
So. That's true. I was not a smart kid.